NADBF Mobile.
KF8BOT Mobile and listening for about 15 minutes while I head into work.
Try a better repeater. WADAP.
Okay, don't forget to vote, unless you're going to vote for the other person from me, then don't, then forget to vote. No, I'm just kidding. W8FU.
I don't
want to. Early, or absentee, or you still got to go, or you already been, or what?
Oh, I voted weeks ago.
Do early or absentee?
Absentee. I've been doing that for years now.
Roger, I did the same. You know, the only joy I got from it is actually going right to the drop box at the City Hall and dropping it in there. So that made it feel a little bit more official. And, I think we talked about this, didn't we? But, I'm almost thinking, with all this early voting they're allowing now, I'm almost thinking about stopping the absentee and going to show up in person. And I can always wait and go on the day of. We always get that day off on days of major elections. And there's a certain amount of joy in that to me. But with the early voting, if you want, hell, you got a few weeks to go, you know, to go anytime you get 5 minutes. So I don't know. I might stop doing the absentee just for the extra little endorphins by going to the booth.
Well, with everything going on, I don't have time.
If I could drop at 12 o'clock, hold on, I got to type.
And there's a damn kitty in my face. Come on, how am I supposed to work with you in my face?
While Fred has a kitty in his face, I have a comment. Dump it in! Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Sean. W8RCY. I vote absentee here on campus. When I moved here 11 years ago, we used to be able to vote right on campus. They set up a whole thing. We never had to leave anywhere, and then there were some issues. So now I've been voting absentee for quite some time, but I have a drop box right here on campus. It's just, it's in the hallway between the two big towers. I just walk over there and drop it off. Matter of fact, I dropped it off a couple weeks ago on a Saturday morning. But, it's just much more convenient for me here. It's probably the best system I've used to vote. And the other thing I was going to add was the fact that the length of the ballot with all that's on it, voting absentee, I can do it section by section and do a little bit of research. Because I don't know anybody at colleges or, you know, some of these other region things that they got you doing. So, yeah, that's the reason why I do it that way. W8RCY.
She finally went over to the door. I got one sitting here behind me snoring, and then she's up in my face, so. No, with everything going on today for work, our polling place was the elementary school a couple doors down, and I would go in and do it, because our precinct is so small, the lines would be for every other precinct, so you could always just walk in, but it was more of a, I don't know where in the state I'll be, like today I gotta go to Lapeer, so I just assume, fill it out, drop in the little box at the county, or at the township, and be done. So that's what I do.
Well, I definitely can relate to the, with the big ballot, you can actually go through each thing, and if you have any doubts or questions or research, you can look it up. I did on one item. It was a ballot proposal for redoing the Macomb County Charter, and that one threw me for a curveball. I'm like, why is this here? You'd think I'd have heard something about this. And so I did some research on that to find out what's this all about, who's driving this, why. And it turns out that no reason. It's just that when they created the charter, it happened in a year ending in 4 and 1404, and it's just written into it is every 10 years we shall put it on the ballot to revamp the county charter. So it just was an automated thing. So I'm like, are there any issues? And nobody has any issues. So why go through the trouble and the expense? But so I voted no on that. But I was trying to figure out why is this here, and then I come to find out that because it has to be by charter. And other than that, pretty much I knew everything. When it comes to them weird ones like, Regents, Regents for, MSU and stuff like that, I don't pretend I could even possibly get enough information to know. I don't know enough about what the position does, who the candidates are, how they may or may not affect that. I there's no way I could be informed enough to make a reasonable choice on any of those. So I leave those blank. And, and that goes for even the partisan ones, because if you don't go, ticket, then you got to make the decision there. And I just leave them blank because, just forget it. I just don't know enough about those positions or the people running for them to make an informed decision. So that's always a choice. But, you could still do that. You could still look at the ballot in advance and at home, and then when you go in, you just kind of like, you'll have it all figured out. So there's still ways to do that. But, I like the absentee. It's got its benefits, but there is something nice about on election day just going down there and showing them who you are or pretending you're somebody who's dead or something like that and getting 2 votes in.
Wow. No, I'm, not too much to... I know a good portion of the judges, so that stuff I'm pretty decent in. But the regents and all that, But at least the judges and those things I know pretty well. I know some of the judges, so I know where to fill in those boxes of who I would like to keep seeing there or who I don't want to, Same thing with sheriff. And then the damn proposals. It's like a catch-22. So, as a tax-paying homeowner now, I'm like, no, we don't need this.
Well, I'm almost always a yes when it comes to school millages. We had a school millage and a E911 surcharge renewal. And, of course, I'm yes on those. But I've not found a controversial school millage yet. The only reason I could think of is just because, they're so cheap. I mean, I guess if you really feel that your local school is, you know, squandering the money or something like that, you could teach them a lesson, you know, or something, but I got no time for that. So I'm always pretty much, there's a police, fire, school, millage for a 911 surcharge, something like that. I'm usually all in. I read up on it, make sure there's nothing, you know, unusual. But almost always pro those.
School villages, I don't know. Literally, before we moved here, they had just done a really big one because they built like a $50 million football stadium. So, like, they don't get any more money for that. For schools. I'm sorry, if you think you can build a $50 million idea. I had trouble with we have one for the senior citizen village. I'm sure it'll pass, but I'm like, I don't see what you're doing for it. They can't explain to me what they're doing with it, you know. I don't, you know, if it's just oh, senior citizen, you know, we gotta show me something. What are you doing with it, money? You know, it's a mill or two. Oh, well, it's only like $20 or whatever on your tag. I don't care. It's still $20. I could owe to my police or fire people.
Oh, if they can't tell you what they're doing with it, I agree. You know, that's why I said you gotta read them over, but almost everyone I've seen so far, they've got a pretty good explanation. They sent out, you know, for the school millage one, they sent out a very, very huge, you know, financial report, where the money went and come from and all this other stuff. And, you know, so they were very, very transparent about it. It was really a continuation.
WSW,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We're penetrating Southeast Michigan like no one else can. I don't know. I just, now I'm looking at all the bills coming in on my taxes, and I'm like, nope, I don't see the public benefit for this. You don't see it for this. That money should go elsewhere. It's just like, so like my parents, they're in North Oakland. Oakland County levied or put on the ballot, you know, that transportation millage or whatever, but yet none of the transportation, public transportation, even goes through Northern Oakland County. So my parents now, you know, in Rose Township, they have to pay for transportation for somebody in Pontiac or everybody in the south end of the county because they won't divvy it up like that. They made it a countywide millage, which, you know, so now you're paying for city service or county service that you're not receiving at all and have no ability to.
Yep, no, that's true. You know, you gotta look and see if the investment's gonna make the region, you know, the county itself stronger, and you know, and by that you'd have a non directly tangent, a tangible benefit, but not direct. So that would be the only way to justify that. But yeah, that was, I remember when they were doing, what was it, the library thing a few years back, and then the water thing was kind of another one, the Tri-County water thing. So, but yep, you just gotta look at them all. But like I said, when I do, most of the time I come down on the pro side of most of those. So I start from that position and then look for a reason why I shouldn't. I think some people look from a different perspective and that can be convinced too. So it's just a matter of how you come at it.
I mean, every dollar counts, I know. I'm not gonna, I don't know, as long as I'm getting something out of it or the community that I'm in, that's, yeah. But okay, it goes to the community, I'm in, sure, but I don't think we're holding any press we've got our normal press deadlines, it looks like. And then, so we're not holding any of the presses for any pubs right now. And most of the stuff we do, we still do, like, coverage for, it'll be online, so I'm pretty much, I just gotta watch certain feeds and send certain data to certain people, so that's why I'm really not, it's like, well, okay, so I gotta go replace somebody's laptop in Lapeer, and, but it's not a rush, because they can still work, so, yeah. But I'm like, I really didn't want to leave the house today, because then I'm like, okay, well, I'm supposed to be covering, you know, calls tonight, and make sure people can get the data they need, and help on the data team from all the county election stuff, but, because even though we're not holding a press, we're still doing updates online, so. We don't really, I mean, yes, we do watch the national stuff, but we're local news, so we cover the local things.
Roger. Well, big day for the news. So, there's that. Let's see, is this my turn? Is this my turn? Yep, here we are. Whittier and 94.
Well,
you have, like, things that have to work today? Yeah, in fact, we had a situation yesterday that the NCC lost management of one of my sites, but this particular site has two point-to-points to two PSAPs, and so we really sat there, you know, wringing our hands, kind of going, well, do we let this thing go until Wednesday, you know, running the risk of whatever's causing the management errors to manifest into something larger, which we've seen before, which would actually cause some sort of an outage, or do we go ahead and do it, knowing that we've got, you know, of all days, you know, they had the big walls thing down at Hart Plaza yesterday, along with, you know, election day today and all that stuff, and so we really were in crisis mode yesterday, trying to figure out which way to go on that, but we weighed all the options, and we left it with management issues until tomorrow, and then we'll get on it and fix it. So I'm just sweating some bullets here, you know, hoping that management errors don't turn into something more.
Is somebody still in town this morning? Because they had a motorcade on G13 going out of town out of the D. I didn't think you. I thought everybody was here yesterday, and then they all left. Let somebody stay here last night.
Well, I know, I don't know where Harris was, but Walls was downtown at Hart Plaza with Bon Jovi and some other acts. And, but I wouldn't imagine he'd be here much longer than, you know, an hour or so. I don't know. Didn't watch any of it. Don't know what it was all about. And I don't know of anybody else that was around here. He was the only one that I heard of. Alrighty, I am approaching my final destination. So I'm going to get out of here and focus on the last little bit to navigate. Be back in a bit. Or maybe not. I don't know. Back in Outer Drive. In the D. W8FU.
Alright. Well, I guess
working. Actually, I'm just leaving the office. I'm taking a lunch break, and I'm going to go to Mom's house and sit with Mom so my stepdad can go vote. And then we'll see what happens after that. Go back to the office and work. So there.
All right. Just fixed a routing issue. I feel good. I'm just sitting here working. Sean was out here. He got the day off.
Yeah, I need a phone call. I'll be right back. Beep, beep, beep.
It was TNS, wasn't it? Actually, no. It was, I have a filter rule from traffic coming from West Core to East Core for going out the IP routers, and I had a, I didn't see it, but there was a space missing. It's supposed to do a, source address is coming from west, it's supposed to go up this, and there's two actual entries now for 44. It used to just be like 44/8, but now you've got 44.0.0.0/9 and 44.128.0.0/10. There was an actual space in the end of it, so like when I was testing to the lower, I only test the lower host, it was fine, but, but this person was coming from 44.137, and traffic over the IP wasn't going back that way, so I just fixed that.
Yeah, this Sunday I did change that router to DDA with WRT, and couldn't figure out why the time wasn't updating, and ended up at, when I configured the router, I didn't get a DNS address. I must assume we would pull it from the main router, but nope.
Oh, I haven't done anything with WRT in like a decade. Ooh, why am I getting messages? Oh.
Yeah, I was surprised. There was a couple microtik things in there. You can set it up as part of a WDS with microtik, I guess, and then it does microtik MAC telnet.
Oh, they added MAC telnet into it? That's kind of neat. Seeing somebody else use MAC telnet.
I was trying to figure out what the heck it even was. Does this mean I can use Winbox or something? Or what's going on with this? And all I found was a post that somebody asked to add the feature. There was like no, couldn't find any documentation on it at all.
I don't know why I stay out of that. I know there was people that were trying to take some microtech device. Wait, what? You were telling me... Damn it, Wolf Ernest, you keep... so confusing. You asked me to add that IP to the freaking ceiling bridge, and I did. You're like, oh yeah, we were talking about two things at once. I'm sorry, let me start over.
Get a peanut gallery over there?
I'm doing five things at once, as always. But at least the taxes are going to finally get out of my face. Sent that email reply with that screenshot. Alright, need GR292nd Street, WireGuard. Okay, hold on. So let me delete that off of... here, close that. Every dollar pouring.
Nice to be wanted, isn't it?
What was that?
Nice to be wanted, isn't it?
I don't know about that, but not sure what was wrong. See, I put, you know, it's all this old 44-103 crap, and he's got so many of these old, like, things stuck around in different places over there, and everything is all not in standard naming format. And, this is why we're getting rid of all this old crap and putting things in IPAM and have it standard.
Yeah, what do we have, only like 300 some hosts?
Yeah, I got, well, 90 sites, okay? And he's not following, like, he just said, okay, this one's at 92nd Street. Okay, what's 92nd Street? Is that, it's actually, I don't have a site called 92nd Street. I have something called Fire, that's the other thing. We have names for sites that are in a central repository. And, okay, where's 92nd? Could it be, you got to think statewide here. I'm sure there's more than one 92nd Street.
Yeah, this one's on Main Street.
That is why we have a standard for naming sites. It's called the city they're in and a number.
Oh, kids these days.
Okay, I removed the stuff that I did into the wrong router. Now I got to try to find where is 4415141. Which means I need to go back up here. 141226. And I don't have there's nothing in 44115141. That's not even an issued subnet yet. What the? Oh my gosh, Mike.
We gotta issue it, then load it.
Okay, well, okay, so I just found 240, you mean 241, Mike? 44.15.241.226. Alright, Fire and Center. Okay, why didn't it just say Fire and Center? I know that way, that's the name of the site. Okay, so I'm in Fire and Center. Oh my gosh!
Having fun yet? Anyway.
Okay, I'm in the router now. There's a lot going on here at the moment. Yeah, there is, Mike.
KFAS from WATAP.
KFAS Mobile.
Hey, what's going on? Where are you going?
Going back to the apartment. Gotta get the subscribe and save. It went to that address.
Here to pick up a sub. I'll be back in a minute. WATAP.
What? Pizza?
Peggy's getting a pizza sub.
That actually sounds quite good right now, but I had burgers. Thank you.
I haven't had anything for lunch yet today. I had breakfast, but no lunch. But figure that out on the other, on the return trip.
I know what I had to eat early. I had a donut or something like that this morning before I went and voted. I went right to work. And I
$0.58.
So, I stopped off in Troy, hit the Burger King right there before I get my next account.
Yeah, there's this weird thing in the sky. Thought it was a UFO. It turns out it's a plane pulling a big banner. I go, I thought it was a Trump banner, but it wasn't. It was for somebody.
I'm running off a register off of Warren, so that's probably why, too.
Yeah, it's starting to get better there, but yeah, that is not such a great spot.
Yeah, I was between two buildings, so I went out and I was a little, you know, I was trying a little peek up there.
I can't even read this banner that's in the sky. I know it's a W something. Yeah, I can't read it.
Better eyeballs.
I see the letters, you know, they're just too far away. I see the W at the beginning, and yeah, I don't know, I just got my eyes checked and new corrected lenses. I mean, I can see signs and stuff far away, but that one's just way too far away. It's distorted by the atmosphere.
It says, vote for WATPD.
It doesn't matter. I voted like weeks ago, so so I've already voted. I knew we were going to be busy on election day, so I just filled out the absentee ballot, sent it in, and checked the website to make sure that it was recorded.
My polling site is within walking distance, and since I start late, I just left the house 20 minutes early, just in case there was a quote-unquote line, and drove down the street, parked in front of City Hall, went into the fire department, colored in some little circles, and then left.
Yeah, I had to color in a lot of circles, because I never vote straight party ticket, so I always, like, jump around. But, yeah, filled in a lot of circles this year.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like straight party. I like to pick and choose. And there's ones that I know that I can depend on, and there's others that are not so much. So, yeah, I just color in the ones that I colored in. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, the difficult ones are like, you know, pick five judges, or there's five judges, pick two, and, you know, things like that, and you really gotta go do research and find out how they vote and all that stuff. Some of them you can't really tell, you know, you don't know how they stand on things or anything. They don't have, like, they don't have a good reputation yet, you know, so they don't have any info on them.
Yeah, I stand back for putting my name on the ballot this year. I stand in the same position I'm in. There's too much stuff going on, so I'm not going to run this term. So I got to be appointed to the position in the summer. I don't want to leave someone else holding the bag that I created, so I'm staying where I'm at.
There you go. We have a buddy. His name is Ryan Deal, and he's running for judge in Rochester. So I'm curious if he gets it. There's one person running against him. So find out today. So anyways, I'm at my destination. I'm gonna go in, check out a few things, and grab a few other items, and then I'll be back on the road. Okay, KFAS.
I'm heading out to Wixom.
Yay!
all stations. This is KU2 BNY radio check.
KU2 BNY KCKL. I'm sitting here in west of Novi. You sound pretty good.
I'm currently in Madison Heights. I just left Troy and head towards Warren.
Captain Adam, sitting against Sandy Hill, just west of Wixom Road off the 10 mile. So I must be in a good position to hit that Warren repeater.
I'm also contacting you on a handheld right now, a Motorola XPR 7550G.
Sound pretty good. I'm sorry, coming a little static here, Bakety, so, but to me, you sound very clear.
I appreciate the feedback. Have a good day. KU2 BNY out.
KCKGO clear. Mobile.
KABP.
WAEAP.
KKKO.
Yeah, where are you at now?
I am at Kensington Offsite at the old Oakland County, Oakland Community College, admin building. Sitting back here doing paperwork, and there was a car in the back lot that's just from Ohio. And I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. So I've been sitting here for like an hour and a half, and nobody came. I thought maybe someone was walking trails or whatever. And so I talked to the local authorities and said, hey, this car's sitting back here. So I just got done chatting with the patrol officer. He goes, yeah, it's been back there. We know about it.
Yeah, there's a car in our parking lot years ago. Guy OD'd, talking to his girlfriend on the phone. Committed suicide. Took a bunch of pills. We just thought he was some dude sleeping in the car, you know, and kept trying to wake up, shaking the car, pounding, oh, dude, wake up. And they called the cops, and he's deceased.
Well, that's what I was concerned about. You know, I usually park there and do paperwork because it's an old account of mine. And I still got a system in there. I don't maintain it, but I still have a system in there for resale. And I've been sitting there and I'm looking back and the car hasn't been. Somebody, like I said, has passed out in the vehicle. So I drove down to it, had an out-of-state license plate. It was parked kind of funny in the lot. It wasn't in a space. It was just like somebody just pulled it up and left it there. So I told him, I said, is there anybody in the car? I'm like, no. I said, I don't see anybody. I said, I've been here for a while. And he just told me, he says, it was something that wasn't feeling right, so they pulled the car to the behind the building, and they called paramedics, and he says, I'm having an episode. And he has some heart issues, so they keep him away.
Yeah, you got some weird noise. Weird heterodyne coming in with you. It's hard to explain. It's not just, you know, it's, you know, bacon fry. It's like some weird noise. I have no idea. Mixing in with your signal.
That's odd. Hmm. How about now? I'm at center point. I'm on the bank, so I know the radios are kind of screwy around here.
it's better. Now you just got normal picket fencing, normal noise, bacon frying, but not that weird heterodyning sound. It's almost like something mixing. Sean would probably identify that noise if he was out here, but he's not out here.
Yeah, I got a little bit of crackling, it seems like, on the radio. It's like we hear it when you're talking. I don't know, it could be interference from the motor, anything. You know, like I said, I'm over here on Uptake, I'm on Uptake 59, and I'm on the Warren site. Did you use your soap today?
I didn't catch that. Something today?
Well, I heard you on the radio earlier. I forgot who was out there. I think it was Dave that was out there. And he said something about, I'll be back. I'm going to go get my sub. And I popped on the radio. I said, is it a pizza sub?
No, kind of close. Italian sausage sub. Italian sausage. Onions, cheese, mozzarella cheese baked in the oven. It's supposed to come with green peppers too. I don't like those, but it was delicious.
Who has a chili sub?
Chili sub. No, I said Italian sausage onions. With cheese on it, baked in the oven. But that's the end of my street. That's the weird pizzeria that's open at 6 a.m. and closes at 3. They only cater to like GM and all the factories around here.
Oh, I was thinking that certainly isn't a Subway sub, or a Tubby's, or what's that other one, those grinders, Filipinos? Maybe your Italian sub, I guess it was just the way it crackled across. It's not like chili sub.
No, it's a pizzeria called Lisa Torres, and they have breakfast bowls. They like, the breakfast bowls are actually for like two people. You can eat one, but you're going to be pretty stuffed. You know, bacon, eggs, sausage, ham, cheese. All in like a, you know, those tin, remember back in the day, the tin containers, you know, with the lid that when you ordered carry out lasagna, those containers, you know, that's one of those packed full, if you remember those containers. They have breakfast pizza, which is delicious. Sean's got that before. There's a big line out the door between like about 6 and 8. They're just packed, everyone getting those breakfast pizzas and those breakfast bowls. Then they have their regular pepperoni pizza. Then they have their rounder square. Then they have their chicken barbecue pizza. You can get a single slice of any of those pizzas anytime between 6 and 3.
Or is that in an SCS or is that in Warren?
In Warren, off 12 Mile, right across from the tech center.
Oh, okay, I know where that place is at. Over there by the old Walmart, or where the old Kmart was, or Presby's or something like that.
No. It's at the end of an industrial road. It's like the entrance right by the water tower off 12 Mile between the railroad tracks and Van Dyke. There's the water tower. There's the entrance to Tech Center. If you go south of 12 Mile is the street, and it's right on the corner. There's no, it's not in a mall or anything, shopping center.
Okay. Well, that'll be an adventure on another day. So I drove right by there today. Ridiculous. And you can tell how much I just aged myself when I said SS Kresge's on 12 Mile and Mandy.
Dan, we first moved into, we moved to Michigan Halloween night, 1970. And I remember going into SS Kresge's there and getting a little plastic pumpkin. And we stayed at the, it was a different name, but it was at a hotel just north of, like 12 and a half, there's a hotel there. It's changed names about four times since 1970.
Isn't that the one that's a retirement center now? Something like that. It used to be a hotel and they changed it to a retirement center.
It might be, okay. It was the Executive Inn was the name of it back in the early 70s. But I don't really go up Van Dyke anymore. When I go home, I take 12 over to Mound, I stay off Van Dyke. So. Could be a retirement home.
Yeah, I remember that. I also remember the Georgian Inn. Was it the Georgian Inn that was on Gratiot in 12 Mile? And then, I was born in 69, so I know those areas well.
The Georgian Inn. Yeah, I've been to a lot of parties at the Georgian Inn in the 80s over there in Gratiot. Absolutely.
Yeah, I grew up at 16 in Gratiot, which is not Clinton Township, but it was a part of Mount Clemens in a way, I guess. Yep, I remember the Colonial Inn that was over there, Coral Gables off of North River Road or South River Road, all that stuff.
Okay, you're probably a little too young to remember, but to me, a great Friday night is my parents would take me to Olson Electronics at 16 in Gratiot, and we'd go south a little bit, and we'd go to the Rustler Steakhouse.
Yes, the Rustler Steakhouse became Bonanza, I think is what it was. And there was a sign of the Beef Carver on the corner of 16 in Gratiot, and Nom's Furniture.
Oh my goodness, Nom's Furniture. Oh, W8RCY.
I remember that. But you don't remember Olson Electronics? I mean, that was the big deal back then. About 1975, 76, you go to Radio Shack, Olson Electronics, and man.
Nope, I was only 6 years old, but I do remember Radio Shack in high school because I used to walk home and go to Radio Shack and play with the trash A's that were in there. Walk past Major Magics, Montgomery Wards, Chatham's. I heard RCY in there. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I just heard Nom's Furniture, and I go, oh, my gosh. When I heard that name, I was like, holy cow, my brain exploded. I remember that place, but, I grew up in St. Clair Shores right off of 11 Mile Road and 994, and, I mean, I remember 94 being built from 8 Mile out to Port Huron, and 696 and 696 interchange. Oh, God, I was, 23, I think, when that interchange opened, but the whole freeway wasn't open yet, so, and I'm 68 now, so, yeah, I've got a lot of memories of the Gratiot corridor from about 8 Mile out to downtown Mount Clemens. I'll let you guys get back to it. W8RCY.
Yeah, I remember some of that. What was that, Carnival Boys down there at in the Gratiot Drive-In, and I used to go up to WBRB Radio on Gratiot, right next to, I can't even think of the name, Arnold's Drugs, and I used to sit there and watch, I think it was Dino Day, was one of the DJs back then, KUKKU.
Yeah, I remember Harmony House down there on Gratiot too. 11 or 12. Harmony House and Peaches. Peaches Records.
My old there's used to get records from Peaches when they came and had wooden crates. They had a wooden crate that said Peaches on it. And, oh yeah, they sent a ton of records. That brings up memories. The Kmart at Cass and Grossbeck next to Green Scott. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Hey, hi. Hi, Donald, by the way. Oh, you can't forget Farmer Jack. And, oh, what's the other one? The other, the other grocery store. Farmer Jack's. Oh, man. It was two letters. It was something and something. A&P. Yippers, A&P. Yeah, good old days. Lafayette Electronics, 15 in Van Dyke, and then there was Bell. It used to be called Bell, and then they changed it to A-Bell. It used to be Bell Electronics. Of course, you probably remember Moonshiners, Clyde Moonshiners, K40 Electronics.
Howard Johnson's.
Hojo's.
What are your fond memories, Eric?
There was also Wrigley's, along with Chatham, Great Scott, Farmer Jack's, and A&P Wrigley's.
Montgomery Ward's, Sears, of course, J.C. Penney, Follin's Jewelers.
What was the name of that grocery store at 9 in Van Dyke? There was a Spartan store, but I can't remember exactly what they called it. It's driving me nuts.
9 in Van Dyke has a Shopper's Market in it now. I think back in the day it was Chatham's, back when I was a kid.
I think that's what it was Shopper's Market. Technically not on 9, it's like in between 9 and 10. I think it's Topher. Is it Topher in Van Dyke?
I thought it was at 10, maybe it's at 9. Most likely 9 because you got, the old Chatham store, which is now Cattleman's at 10 in Van Dyke. So maybe Shopper's Market was down by 9 Mile off the south east corner.
Good old East Detroit.
Well, I'm home, folks. Reminisce with you guys again sometime. I'll catch everybody later. W-A-E-A-P.
So you all went to St. Clair Shore Schools. I went to Clintondale. W-E-A-P 73, Eric. K-C-K-G-O.
W-A-T-A-P. J-F-A-S, W-A-T-A-P. J-F-A-S, W-A-T-A-P.